over-the-air diagnosis from our car doctor. He is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. We also would love to hear from you guys if you have received recently, in the last couple of months or so, we've been giving away this Wash Drops product. And I was talking to Marie, whom Mark and I had dinner with out in Las Vegas at the SEMA show, and
each and every show we go inside the Beltway and talk with the true insiders here on America Tonight. And of course at Talk Radio News, we are always pleased to welcome to the show Victoria Jones. Victoria, busy day in Washington. It all started with the thud that you could hear across the land, the receival, anyway, from the Republican point of view of the president's budget. What was the react? I think I'm on target, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it landed with a big thud because it's very heavy, but then it landed with the thud of, oh, is that all it is? Really? Okay. Well, we think that's rubbish, and let's move on. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, called it a campaign document, and actually he's not entirely wrong. Because it is. This is something that the president will be running on. And from the Democrats' point of view, that's not necessarily a bad thing either. It's also an aspirational document. This is a wish list. These are the things in this budget are the things that the president believes in, the things the president would like to see enacted. They just won't be.
I like how you said that. They just won't be, but it's what he wants to see. So as you said, it really is, this is an election year, and here you go. This is what I'm laying out. And that's what he talked about early in the day, by the way. You know this. That's what he mentioned. That's what he talked about, this blueprint.
Yeah, he talked about a blueprint, and he actually talked specifically about education. He was speaking at the Northern Virginia Community College, and he was talking about education in particular. But he talks about job creation initiatives for infrastructure, job training, innovation. Of course, he wants to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans, the Buffett rule, which would replace the alternative minimum tax, going off the hedge fund managers as well. Also extending the payroll tax cut, that is actually in there. Also, interestingly, sequestration is not in there. That is the that strange word, the thing that where the super committee failed to manage to strike a deal for deficit reduction. And so we're going to face an automatic $1.2 trillion of cuts in January 2013. That's not in there because he assumes, rather optimistically really, that Congress will be able to work it out sometime this year.
Yeah, there you go. And the Republicans, the other thing was they kind of, well, didn't kind of, sounds like they sounded the retreat on the payroll tax cut. What was up with that?
Very interesting. They said today that they were back down from their demands that a payroll tax holiday be paid for with spending reductions on other programs. And there's really no other way to tell that story. You can't tell it in a way other than saying that they would back down from their demands, because that's exactly how they were framing it last week. So now they're saying it doesn't have to be paid for. It doesn't have to be offset. Now they're saying, yeah, you can extend the payroll tax cut, and you put that aside, and that's done if you accept our offer. And instead, you'll continue to haggle over the extension of unemployment insurance and the measure to prevent doctors from losing money on the Medicare program. And those two things are still being fought over very hard. So the question now is whether the Democrats accept that deal of one thing being sold separate from the other two. And it's not entirely clear that they will, actually.
All right, so it's another one of those.
Representative Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, who's one of the conferees, said that the payroll tax extension should travel together with an extension of unemployment benefits and Medicare payment legislation. He said if the payroll tax cut is extended alone, millions of seniors could be left in the lurch as their doctors move to refuse to see Medicare patients.
All right, so we'll wait and see where the dollars and cents lie on that one. It's, again, the waiting game that we constantly play. Moving from that to Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, what did he try to block, the transportation bill?
Yeah, this is the big transportation bill. There's two very big transportation bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, that are going to come up probably for votes this week. They're really very big, very important. And the one in the Senate is actually, drumroll, gasp, bipartisan. And Senator Rand Paul, who does things like this, and that's one of the reasons why he's not very popular, is delaying the Senate debate to make a statement on aid to Egypt. Now, first of all, he tried to block judicial nominee Adalberto Jose Jordan unsuccessfully. Then he refused to offer consent to quickly move forward to this transportation bill. And so he wants to offer an amendment to the transportation bill, which has nothing to do with it, that would cut off aid to Egypt if the NGO workers with the government are detained or held in the country, if any more are. And unless the senator decides to offer consent to move forward on this bill, the Senate would be stuck in a 30-hour holding pattern, which would mean they probably wouldn't be able to vote on this bill until Friday, which is not going to please them.
Yeah, I can see why not. Isn't that usually when they already have the jets ready to go, or, oops, they're getting the limousines to get out of town? They don't want to wait them around, right?
Yes, and particularly since it's a President's Day week-long recess.
Man, always exciting. Victoria Jones, thanks for coming on once again.
Thank you so much.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sober people, I don't know what to get about. Go down because they don't think I'm out. But so the people know what it's about. The people inside it.
I always have a hard time stepping into the middle of Mr. James Brown. How are you, America? Hopefully, you're in the middle of a pretty good week. I always say this. If you're not, guess what? It's only uphill. Because you have to have a few days in your pocket, right? All right, coming up, I said we were going to mix it up, tell you what was the real buzz in your backyard. Well, the biggest buzz going, hands down, is what's going on with the Republicans vowing to reverse the birth control rule. The Democrats are kind of split on it. And the thing that really is just mind-boggling here is the fact that it came down to this in the first place. And you know what I'm talking about, I hope. The issue of birth control, when we're talking about a religious organization and what now has happened, I'm going to let you hear what the White House has to say about it. And I'm also going to let you hear what one senator has to say from New Hampshire. And let me wind this back a little bit for you, because I know everybody's talking about this. Everywhere I went today, this came. In fact, it came up when I was in the hallway. I was meeting somebody. I was in the hallway, and I could hear people talking about the Komen Foundation, what was going on with Komen people, and what was happening with Planned Parenthood, and what was happening with this whole issue. Now, what you have going on here is you've got some of the Democratic lawmakers, a lot of the women who are senators or Congress folks, who are pretty united in the fact of defending the administration, but other Democrats not so crazy over the new birth control policy, which is saying basically to all organizations, meaning religious schools and hospitals, that they have to provide contraceptive coverage for their employees. Because if you remember, this was part of the Affordable Health Care Act that became a law. And this sort of was one of those elements that got pushed aside. People weren't really, I guess, talking about it initially, because all of this has kicked in, that one of the things that has to be part of healthcare coverage is pills, is birth control pills, is all of that, right? And that would include, because there wasn't anything that said it wouldn't, religious organizations. Think of the kinds of religious organizations there are, Catholic-wise and other folks, too, that have certain hospitals, whether it's Adventists, et cetera, down the line. And this is now a mandate. It's a mandate that it has to happen. You got Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Democrat, who's looking at a reelection bid in November, and he sent a letter to Obama complaining that the mandate is a direct affront to religious freedoms. Then you have Congressman Dan Lipinski, another Democrat. I'm going to give you some of the Democrats here from Illinois, who said that the decision violates the longstanding tradition of protection for conscience rights in federal law. And here's an interesting one. Tim Kaine, you know that name, I'm sure, right? He's Catholic. He's looking for a Senate seat in Virginia. He says he supports the coverage, the contraceptive coverage, but thinks there should be a broader exemption for religious organizations. Here's what Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, a Republican, said about the contraceptive rule that's part of the health coverage that now people are discussing. And also Jay Carney, the White House gatekeeper spokesperson, if you will, talked about the fact that, isn't it interesting, while the Republicans are trying to find somebody to run against Obama, you have one of the lead Republican candidates to grab that nod at the convention, Mitt Romney, who needs to really not talk about it, since his policy in Massachusetts, the healthcare law there, is very much, in fact, exactly like the one the president has. Take a listen.
If we put religious institutions and faith-based organizations in the position where they have to comply with government mandates that violate the principles of their faith, it violates our First Amendment to the Constitution, and really it's an affront to what we stand for as Americans.
We are moving in the right direction, and Congress should not muck that up. And the president believes, as he has said in the past, that folks on the Hill need to act without delay and without drama to get this done. This is, I think, ironic that Mitt Romney is expressing, criticizing the president for pursuing a policy that's virtually identical to the one that was in place when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, that I went back and I looked up the law, and of course Carney wouldn't say that if he didn't have some ammunition. And this is part of what's part of the Massachusetts law. But you know, it's a sad day. It is. It's a sad day when one, you put the Komen Foundation in the crosshairs of this to the point where they're at a loss for, they have no idea even what they're saying when they're smashed with this whole thing, because it suddenly blew up as a huge news story. And then you have Planned Parenthood versus Komen, because Komen was wrapped up with Planned Parenthood, but not to a giant tune, but somewhat. And now they're trying to extrapolate themselves from that. And what the Komen people said is that they weren't, basically they didn't feel like they had to do that because that's not what they're about. And if you look at Planned Parenthood, you go through the issue of, well, Planned Parenthood is supposed to be about Planned Parenthood, but part of what they do, and it's on the record, is the abortion. So then it gets mixed up into the pot, boils over. And the Komen people are just getting slammed to the ground. I mean, they're now being thrown in as people who are anti. I saw something today, anti-woman. I'm like, anti-woman? What about the whole pink thing? What about the breast cancer deal? That's what Komen is about. Are you kidding me? And somehow all of that got misrepresented, and it's not really being pulled apart correctly. So in the meantime, if you just take the issue itself, and seriously, this has been covered all over the place, I guess because there's some confusion over it. The sad fact is, it's like John Boehner says, look, the administration is violating First Amendment rights and undermining institutions like Catholic Charities and hospitals and schools and all of that. And see, now here's the thing. I don't think Catholic Charities should be forced to do that, because that does go against the whole idea of, okay, we're Catholic and this is what we're saying. We don't believe in birth control. Come on, you've heard the jokes about the rhythm method, right? But no joke, this is seriously going against anything that they would feel comfortable with, that they want to do. But is it one of those situations where, like, you're hearing Jay Carney or you're looking at what the law is and you say, well, you know what, too bad, because you have women that work for you, so guess what, if they want to get birth control and they're married, they're whatever they are, who cares what their status is, but that's just part of the package, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for that service. End of story, because now it's a federal law. Senator Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey said that the president discussed the issue during a closed-door retreat on Wednesday with Senate Democrats, because it's now been such a political firestorm. It's red poker hot. And Lautenberg says that the president is sticking by what he said, that we should be very careful to explain that an exception was made for those that have religious objections. Otherwise, it is going to have to be supplied. Well, if that's the truth, if there's an opt-out, then there has to be, because I don't see how you force the religious organizations. That's the thing. Why would that even be the issue, that you have to do that? Because and look, you just heard the senator from New Hampshire. How about Marco Rubio? There's a big star for the Republicans. He said whether the government of the United States should have the power to go in and tell a faith-based organization, and this is a quote, that they have to pay for something that they teach their members that shouldn't be done. It's that simple, and the answer is yes, then this government can reach all kinds of other absurd results. Now, you have Senator Barbara Boxer saying that about 15% of the women, birth control pills are used to treat other things and other conditions, which I have to say is true. But if a religious organization, you work for them and this is their policy, then don't you know that going in, or am I losing something here? Coming up, we're going to flip gears, switch gears, turn in a different direction, and talk about what's happening in the Middle East with a terrorism expert. Stay with us.
Stay around a half a tank, whether it was full or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would drop from half down. It would follow it. But, you know, since it now it's not doing anything at all, it just stays on empty.
Right. Well, the good thing,
it's fun to give people a ride. Then they're like, oh, we need gas.
Yeah, you know, that just gave me an idea, Tony. We could figure out some way of putting toggle switches on our fuel gauges and tell our passengers, hey, we're about out of gas. Anybody got any gas money? That's a good way of getting some gas money, you know. I never thought
yeah,
of that.
That's right. We're on to something.
Those fuel pump modules, by the way, the good news here, I know it's not good news to tell you this, but really truthfully, I know your vehicle's probably running fine and all that, but when the fuel gauges start going kind of iffy, going not reading correctly, that's the first mm-hmm. sign of a fuel pump module going out anyway. So
okay.
That's the first sign of a fuel pump, electric fuel pump in the tank that's not gonna work for you here pretty soon. How many miles you got on it now?
Right. Just over 100,000, about 107.
Yeah, you're due. You're due. Yep. They only last roughly from 95 from what we've seen, you know, the customers. 95 to 135 is about all.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the service. This is fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased to welcome to the show Neera Calton and Dr. Jason Calton. They've written a book that you're going to love this title. Is this a home run? You know how they say you have to go through titles? Naked Calories. Naked Calories. In our virtual green room, they are. We're going to usher them in. I'm sure they're eating something that's pretty healthy for them. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
So here's my question. Tell me about Naked Calories. You've caught our attention. People are listening across the country. They're wolfing down crummy, crappy things, as both of you know. So what are Naked Calories?
So we named the book Naked Calories because that's what Americans are eating so much of today. So let's define what a naked calorie is. First, food is composed of two basic components. Calories, which we all know, those are the fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And then there's something else called micronutrients. And that we all know those too. Those are just vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. So when those vitamins, minerals, and essential fats are stripped away from the calorie for a variety of different reasons, then we're left with naked calories. And when we eat these foods, we just can't get in the vitamins, minerals, and essential fats we need to stay healthy.
There you go. That's great. You've definitely pitched it to me. If we met on an elevator, Dr. Calton, you sold me. Absolutely. There's no question. Neera, talk about it. You two, and there's a picture of you on the back of the book, and you are definitely, what you're selling is what you are. You both look very, very healthy. And I would imagine that healthy glow that you have, Neera, also is because of the way you're eating. And does it give you more energy? Because people are lacking energy. They're working so much, they're out of gas.
Absolutely. And not only that, your lifestyle habits further deplete you. So things like stress, everyone's so stressed these days. And what people don't realize is that stress is bad for you, not just emotionally, but it's robbing you of these same vitamins and minerals. So there's all these things. Our glow, I mean, yes, we are very healthy, but I wasn't always. I had the bone density of an 80-year-old woman when I turned 30.
Wow, you're kidding. So that's what happened. You started to change your eating habits, right?
That's exactly what happened. We started to look at why this had happened to me, and after 2 years, we were able to reverse it just by doing a program of micronutrient deficiency or getting enough of those vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. Let's talk about that because that's big. Dr. Calton, talk about that for a second. Somebody was telling me the other day with as far as vitamins and nutrition and what you need besides health that the calcium thing, which Neera just talked about, is so big, but yet for some reason – people just don't get it. Do you have to hit them over the head with that and vitamin D?
Well, we want to hit them over the head with the word micronutrient, and we want them to get that in their vocabulary. You know, we don't want you running out to the store today and buying calcium and vitamin D, and then tomorrow, it's CoQ10, and the next day, it's iron pills. You know, we don't want to look at it like that because there's so many different micronutrients that can become very confusing very quickly. So in the book, what we try to do is just come up with a three-step program to becoming what we call micronutrient sufficient. So instead of taking mega doses of one or another or really focusing in on the individual micronutrients, instead, through proper eating and awareness of the lifestyle habits that we may have, as well as for some people whose lifestyle habits and eating might not be perfect, a well-formulated multivitamin. Between those three steps, we can create very easily and very inexpensively micronutrient sufficiency across the board that can help to prevent and reverse disease.
What are some of the best foods, Mira, that people can eat? They could start right now. So let's say they say, okay, I'm going to get their book and I'm going to start doing this. What are some of the good things they can do? Like locally grown food is something people talk about. I would imagine that's good. What are things that they can do?
Good job. Yeah. No, absolutely. There is not one food that I can say is the same for somebody in New York as it is for California. That's going to be the healthiest thing for them right now. Because eat what you see growing in your neighborhood. This is how, when we traveled around the world, we saw people eating this way in all the 100 countries that we traveled to in those remote villages that were the healthiest. People who eat locally grown food get the most nutrients in their food because as food is traveling, they're losing micronutrients as they're exposed to air, heat, and light.
So what about, here's another thing that all of us do, and I bet, and in your book too, by the way, because I looked through your book, and I'm in halfway through the whole book, but I've gone through the beginning of it. I've read a bunch of the chapters. And in the very beginning, it's cool, folks, they have on page 25, are you micronutrient deficient? And you go through the checklist, and, of course, I've been changing my eating habits, and I'm looking, I'm saying, holy cow, maybe I'm not doing enough here. And one of the things you have on there, and I noticed it, I was just at a conference this weekend, is I drink carbonated sodas. Are carbonated sodas bad for you, Doc?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many different factors about carbonated sodas. First of all, a lot of them, because they're carbonated, have something called phosphoric acid in them. And basically, phosphoric acid is an ingredient that's used by these companies to keep the bubbles bubbly. And so that can deplete you of your micronutrients. Then, of course, there's sugar, which sugar depletes you in a lot of different ways. But what a lot of people don't realize is bad about sugar is it doesn't come with any of its own vitamins and minerals. So in order to be metabolized by our body, you have to donate those vitamins and minerals, or that sugar robs them in order to be metabolized. So in that way, sugar is a micronutrient depleter. Also, high fructose corn syrup, the same basic thing. And caffeine can be in those sodas too, and caffeine can deplete calcium. But to talk about that sufficiency quiz that you were just talking about, your listeners should know that they can take that same exact quiz that's in the book on our website. It's a free 50-question quiz, and it will let them know where they fall between the sufficiency and deficiency, you know, and it just gives them a nice snapshot.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Doc, another question about it. I've started to eat a lot of spinach. That's good, right? Thumbs up?
Well, spinach is another one of those foods that, although it is healthy, it contains something called oxalic acid. And for individuals, especially people like Mira, who was suffering from bone density issues, or in her case, advanced osteoporosis, we want to be real careful, because although a 10-ounce bag of spinach might have about 280 milligrams of calcium in it, by the time oxalic acid takes its toll, we're left with about 28 absorbable milligrams of calcium.
There you go. All right, here's something, Mira, I cannot – you were in PR. You know what it's like. You probably lived a similar life to mine, although it was broadcasting for me. What about, you know, the morning coffee, the teas, all that kind of stuff? Tell me about tannins. What's the scoop on tannins?
Well, the problem with tannins is that – well, they're found, first of all, in your coffee, tea. But a lot of people don't realize that they're also found in berries. They're found in – they're the wine, so it makes you sort of pucker up. Now – coffee, we want to be cautious when we tell people not to eat coffee, not to drink coffee, because in reality, the amount of calcium that it's leaching can really much be taken care of with adding milk to your coffee. So we want to be careful about that and not scare people too much. There's also so many antioxidants in coffee that it's actually really, it's the highest in antioxidants. Now, the tannins, on the other hand, like oxalates and phytates, are naturally occurring in the foods. But what people don't realize is this is another micronutrient depleter. Tannins actually deplete you of iron and calcium, magnesium, and zinc. So all of these minerals that you think you need and that we know you need, you're not getting when you're drinking something with tannins. So especially if you're iron deficient, make sure not to drink anything with tannins at mealtime, because it really will pull that needed iron right out of you.
Oh, and who knew that? I'm thinking in my head, coffee with meals and how big that is for a lot of people, for example.
Red wine at the end of the day with dinner.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's huge. Just separate them, in other words. So if you were going to have a little of this, better to separate when you're putting them together. Is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And again, we're not telling people to change so much all of their lifestyle habits. I mean, we still enjoy wine with dinner once in a while, but we make sure that we understand that if we're going to be doing this, we need to make sure that we're also taking in foods throughout the day that are going to provide us that iron, you know, in a different way when we're not having that, the tannin drink with that, with the meal.
Yeah. Doctors, another thing, because this world is so overprescribed, I think, and we know that some of the medications people are getting, unfortunately, are also depleting them, aren't they, of the micronutrients they need? Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It is. It's one of the biggest problems. In fact, micronutrient depletion is one of the biggest side effects of both over-the-counter and prescription medication that most Americans never hear about. You know, we often tell people that micronutrient deficiency is the most widespread and dangerous health condition of the 21st century. And that's because, according to the USDA, over 90% of Americans are deficient in these essential vitamins, minerals, and essential fats. And the real problem with that is when we become even slightly deficient, we can start to create what we call chronic health conditions. And these could be things like headaches, aches and pains, poor sleeping habits. But when this progresses over a period of time and these deficiencies get deeper, this can turn into things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and even obesity.
Oof. All right, another thing that I found in the book that I loved, and it really just hit me between the eyes, on page 88, folks, they have this list, right? The clean and the dirty dozen. So I see on the dirty dozen, apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, and then it goes on down, grapes, etc. And I'm looking at it saying, oh, no, this is stuff I eat. But what you're saying is you have to buy them organically. Why organically, or is that a dumb question?
Well, no, it's not a dumb question. First of all, we don't want people spending money and wasting their money on foods that they don't have to make more expensive than they are. So there's some foods that have been proven not to carry very much pesticide residue. So those we call the Clean 15, and those are absolutely great just to buy in a conventional grocery store. Now, the dirty things that are covered and coated in pesticides, unfortunately, those are a lot of the snacks we give our kids. So those are things that it's really important to buy organic. Another new scientific study that actually just came out this week actually told us that pesticide residue is actually causing micronutrient depletion. Not only is it toxic, not only can it have all sorts of horrible side effects in your system, but now it's actually robbing you of these same micronutrients. So it's just really important to watch out for that.
Yeah, people can go, again, onto the website, and we have an area called the Discovery Center, and they can download their own copy of that Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen so that they can save the money where they don't need to buy organic and know which ones are probably most important to do so.
You guys are terrific. Amir Calton and Dr. Calton, they are the picture of health. You can pick up their book everywhere, including Amazon.com. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3663. 3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, we're heading for the finish line here for this hour of ATN. You want to throw in your 2 cents on the rules of engagement or some of the other things that we were talking about. The issue of birth control and these religious organizations who would, the way the law reads now, would have to provide birth control coverage. But like Catholic Charities, that's the one that keeps getting mentioned. That is completely against their tenets of what they believe. Now, if somebody works for them and they're on birth control, they're on birth control, but they're not paying for it through their insurance. So that was just one of the many groups that came forward, and it started this whole dust that flew up around Washington and floated around the rest of the states. All kinds of opinions are flying around about that one. So let me throw out the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to go to the mailbag in a second, too. But before we do that, I thought you'd get a good chuckle out of this, since we're always talking about numbers, whether it's the Republicans in the primaries racing for the delegates in the caucuses, or whether it's the numbers of dollars you're losing thanks to all the spending in Washington, whatever it might be. It always comes up numbers, doesn't it? That's the answer. Throw out a number. Well, the number of the latest Gallup poll is incredibly minuscule when it comes to Congress's job approval. Only 10% of the people surveyed by Gallup approve of the job they are doing on the Hill. Did you hear the number I said? 10%. That's just one more percentage point less this time around a year later. At what point does it get to zero? What if it got to zero? Nobody. We surveyed X amount of people, and you got a big fat zero. Now, the all-time, because I wondered about this, the all-time low is 3 percentage points lower than the 13% approval rating Congress scored in the January survey, and that was after the payroll tax cut was approved. Now that's on the chopping block again because there's a big bickering session going on as to what's going to be included in the payroll tax cut and is it going to be approved, you know, all that kind of stuff. So an 11% approval rating, and this is Democrats too. Democrats giving Congress that same rating. Republicans actually gave a 12% approval rating, so just a tad higher. Man, you think about it. They peaked at their all-time high at 24 in May, and since then it has been nothing. And this is 2011. It's been nothing but downhill. And the highest that I could ever find in quickly digging through the Gallup numbers, and I'm sure they're available all over the place. You know, this is the era of the Internet, after all, and Wikipedia. But I don't even know if Wikipedia would have anything like that. But 84 points, 84% is really the way to say it, of the people surveyed in October of 2001 approved of Congress. Wow, that is big numbers. Big numbers, October 2001. Now, remember, why would that be? September 11th, 2001. So the approval ratings, the way people were feeling about the country, what was going on then, they got the numbers. But since then, it's been pretty dismal, especially lately in the last couple of years. So 10% is, that is nasty stuff. Good luck trying to get reelected with numbers like that. All right, without further ado, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
I love that, Homer Simpson. All right, this is an interesting story, and this was brought to my attention by, actually, our fan and now friend, Jake, who listens to us in Austin on KJCE. Yo, Jake. A shout-out. Jake says, Kate, I'm not sure you're big on financial stuff. You're always talking about it, but did you catch this deal on American Airlines? As they go bankrupt, they're talking to U.S. Air. Do I smell a merger? Yes. American Airlines creditors want to talk about a possible merger with U.S. Air. Now, that has been rumored before. You know, just kind of nothing that would stick, but rumored. But now this is a much more serious possibility. So can you imagine? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. American Airlines, they were headed down this path. So what do you go through when you reassess and you restructure and do all that? What does it mean if you actually have a merger here? Well, think of the people that are owed. So who would be owed money from an airline? Well, vendors would be, bondholder-type people, the banks that are in place there, labor, they would be owed. I mean, this is the third largest airline we have in this country. So, how competitive are they going to be after all of this, of the latest round of mergers? They're exploring options. They're trying to figure out a way to recover their claims, the people who are owed money. And so part of that is U.S. Airways. And they've been considering an eventual bid for a while. So they're salivating. They like that idea. And you look at American Airlines, what would be the three largest unions? Think about it. When you get on a plane, you need someone to fly it, the pilot. You need someone to tell you where the exit rows are and to bring you your Coca-Cola. That's the flight attendants. And then the people that steer you into the gate, or sometimes tug you in, the ground workers and those that load the luggage off the plane. So they're interested. I mean, they're waiting to see what happens. They actually all have seats on the, what they call the creditors committee. But for now, they have plans to reorganize under bankruptcy protection. They get that when you file that's what happens, and they say they want to be a standalone company. The creditors could push against this, though. They could petition the bankruptcy judge to terminate that clause, that they would stand alone, and that would make way for the competing plan. And trust me, U.S. Air, they are standing by the phone. When's it going to ring? We don't care what hour. We want to run in there. We would suck up these roots in a second. Are you kidding? But U.S. Air, every time I fly U.S. Air, no offense to anyone who might be a pilot listening or somebody else who works for them, twice I've had really good experiences. Other times, late, problems with the luggage. I never lost luggage on American, but I've lost tons of luggage on U.S. Airways. And the biggest disaster is when you go into their hub in Philadelphia. So Jake's right to bring that up. That is a pretty interesting story, because it could affect many of you who fly. If you like American, you know, people are partial to certain airlines, and even though everybody wants the cheapest, baddest, best fare they can find, a lot of times with the mileage thing and all that, they won't turn their back on the people that they favor. And there are a lot of people that favor flying American. They like it. And here's another one. This comes to us from Marge, listening to us in Tallahassee. Marge says, Kate, I support Boehner and everything that he has to say about Obama's birth control coverage rule. Why did we not know about this before? Was this another sneaky Pete deal? Is this about re-election? You know why we didn't know about this before, and I found out when I went to Washington last time around, is because there's so much that was part of the affordable health care law, the act that was ultimately made into a law that was not really presented very well. Because once it passed, there was the celebrating from the president and all the people who wanted to see it go through, but then people didn't really know even what was in it. Just the basics. Oh, health care for everybody, the individual mandate deal, I think everybody pretty much gets. That's why it's being challenged constitutionally, and the Supreme Court is hearing those arguments at the end of March. But for the rest of the bill and everything that's included in it, including these health networks statewide and when that kicks in and how you can be a part of that and all that other stuff, people don't really understand that. So Boehner, it's pretty rare where he'll go to the floor of the chamber, and he did, because he wanted to talk about a plan to overturn...